If you go to the webpage for the U.S. State Department Refugee Resettlement Program called Welcome Corps, a pop-up window appears. And it says generally that the Trump administration has suspended all refugee applications and admissions until further notice. But last month, just a few days before Trump took office, Welcome Corps was able to transport 85 college-age students into the United States from refugee camps in Kenya and Jordan. And they're all now living in Brattleboro, enrolled in the only program in the country that's preparing refugee students for their eventual admission into American colleges. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman joined me to talk about the program, and he began by explaining what the Welcome Corps program is. So first of all, can you explain what Welcome Corps is?
The Biden administration started Welcome Corps in 2023, and it's built on this idea that private citizens can donate their time and money to support refugee families here in the United States. For years, refugee resettlement in the U.S. was built around organizations that bring in dozens or hundreds of refugees at a time. And we have a few of those organizations here in Vermont. But the Welcome Corps model is different, and it allows small groups of American community members to sponsor and help a refugee family. Last year, the Biden administration started this program called Welcome Corps on Campus. And it's the same idea with local community members supporting refugees, but the refugees are college-age students, and the colleges also lend some support as the refugees attend classes and live on campus. Last August, the first cohort of these college students went directly to their college. But this program in Brattleboro was set up for 85 students to do some college prep work and English language learning before they scatter to campuses across the U.S. in the fall. I met a woman in Brattleboro. Her name is Michaela. She was born in Burundi, and she was living in a refugee camp in Kenya. She said she had her sights set on a similar Canadian program called WUSC when she found out about the new U.S. program. And on one very cold day in January, she arrived in Brattleboro.
It is more than what I dreamt about. Yeah, well, when I was in high school, I was really working hard to get a grade that allows me to apply to WUSC because Welcome Corps was not there yet. And they used to tell me, why, Mika, why are you working so hard? Why are you not sleeping at same? And I used to say, I want to go to Canada, actually. I don't want to live this life anymore. I was on a scholarship. I was on a boarding school. So others used to bully, like Kenyans used to bully me because I'm not Kenyan, I'm a refugee. And then I used to study hard because of that. I used to study hard so that I can go to Canada and change my life. But then I had the opportunity to come to U.S., and I'm so proud. Yeah.
Michaela is 22, and she says she wants to study data science.
Well, Howard, there's so much to talk about, and there's so much confusion, too, about immigration and refugees. Can you explain what their legal status is currently and whether there are concerns that it could change?
All of the students that are in Brattleboro are refugees and are here legally under the U.S. refugee policy, which allows them to eventually apply for citizenship. The Trump administration has shut down the Welcome Corps program, and it's not taken any more applications for next year. But because the students are here under this sponsorship program, and they're being supported with private funding and with community folks who live nearby, they're apparently safe for now. And the administrators who are running the program think that all of these students are going to be able to make their way to the college campuses. There's a lot of fear right now. SIT did not want anyone recorded on the record for this story, and the national organization that helps prepare the volunteer groups that support the refugees also declined an interview. I contacted a few of the colleges who were taking part in the program, and they also said they didn't want to speak about the students. For now, everyone involved in this program is focused on protecting these 85 students and making sure they get to the college that they want.
You also spoke with some of the Vermonters who are helping these folks out. What are they saying?
I met Alex Beck. He lives in Brattleboro, and he's involved with one of these sponsor groups that are working with the students. He says that helping these students find their ways from the refugee camps in Jordan and Kenya to the U.S. college campuses, where they'll hopefully spend the next 4 or 5 years, is one way to stand up to the Trump agenda.
they'll be a positive impact on wherever they land in the United States. And to recognize the humanity in someone else, even if they're just a college student here in Brattleboro in the summer, you know, and then they get sent somewhere else, is you know, that is part of a little bit of resistance. You know, they're not competing for housing resources, and they're not, you know, increasing my property taxes. I say pretty flippantly, it's all gravy. You know, it's all good. We can only benefit from being a more welcoming community than not.
So, Howard, these refugees are in Brattleboro now to prepare for college. When will they learn where they're headed next?
In March, they're going to find out which college or university they'll be attending. And because of their ongoing refugee status, with the hope that they'll be able to apply for citizenship, you know, they can't return home at this point. Sidra, she's from Syria. She's almost 21, and she wants to study artificial intelligence. Sidra says she's accepted the uncertainty and the very new life she's found herself in here in Vermont.
Of course, it's hard to leave your family, but if you don't leave them to pursue a better future, you're going to struggle for the rest of your own life, literally, because we're going to keep struggling until we die. So I'm going to probably struggle for a while, but then I'm going to build a future for me, and then I'm going to be able to help my family. So I'm going to change my life so I don't struggle until I die. So this is, even if it was a challenge, I'm up to it, actually. Yeah.
It's worth noting just how competitive this program was. A spokesperson for SIT said more than 3,000 students applied, and 85 were admitted, including Sidra.